Okay. Talking today with Heath Sanders. Heath, of course, with PCOM. Heath, let's talk a little bit, first of all, about this 2011 winter canola crop that's currently in the ground. We got it in pretty timely this year. Give me maybe an overview of how we actually saw this year's crop go into the ground in the fall of 2010.
Okay. This year has been an interesting year. We had farmers planting canola from the time that they could start all the way to the cutoff date, really. We first started off, we were a little bit drier than normal, and it concerned me a little bit. But as farmers started planting canola, they started planting deeper, went to moisture. We have got some really good stands of canola this year. I think farmers are getting more confident, and they're just getting better at planting canola.
Now, you know, as you think about this whole concept of the experience that we're gaining, this is what, about the fifth or sixth year that we've got some guys that have actually put canola in the ground.
That is right. For the experienced growers, the 5 or 6 years are what they, I guess, when they started planting canola. So we're getting a lot of guys out there that have a lot of experience, and they're teaching the guys that are just maybe a first-year grower or second-year grower, learn the ropes. And we continue to learn each year here in Oklahoma and in the Southern Plains about this crop and what we can do to improve.
In your mind, you've seen several of these years, these cycles now, first with OSU, now with PCOM. What are the two or three things maybe we've learned the most or that have helped us the most?
I think that we have been on a tremendous learning curve from planting. Guys are slowing down. They're preparing their seed bed. They're doing what it takes to get the stand. The initial stand of the crop is very key. The next thing is the genetics and the varieties that we have available now are just night and day different than what we started with. And I think guys that started 5 or 6 years ago, they look at the crop, at the varieties today, and they just kind of shake their head like, yeah, there is a huge difference. The next thing would be harvesting. We have learned the proper way of harvesting, what best fits that farmer's operation, whether it's swathing and picking up, pushing, and then direct harvesting, and then also just direct harvesting. So another thing too, we have a delivery point here in Oklahoma, and I think that's been very receptive for farmers to go out and grow this crop because they know where to take it. It's a crop that offers that's really not tied to the grain market; it's tied more to the oilseed market, and it gives them more options. So as we look into this, the wheat dockage issues and things that are concerning wheat growers, canola offers them another opportunity to clean up some wheat fields and also some other marketing options.
I think one thing you mentioned about the oilseed market that canola is tied to, it that almost gives us a counter seasonal market compared to wheat as we go into the harvest season each June.
That is right. Basically, when our winter canola comes off at harvest, that is the only place, in North America, that an oilseed crop is being harvested. So that gives us the opportunity to market a very valuable crop coming into that time of the year.
For this 2011 crop that's in the ground, give me a little sense of how many acres you think we ended up with.
Well, I'll go off of Gene Newens. He thought around. He made the comment of 110,000 acres. I think that we are over that 100,000 acre limit or mark. And I'm gonna shoot between 100 to 125. Now I know that's a wide range, but I know that we have more acres than we had last year. And I know that I continue when I drive across northwest, southwest Oklahoma, that I continue to find fields that I have driven by and I hadn't noticed before. So We're constantly increasing our acres, and that's what we want to see, you know, in Oklahoma.
Now, we've now hit dormancy, or we officially hits winter now. We're getting some colder days, colder nights. As this crop overwinters, what are the things that you're really helping producers pay attention to?
Right now, as we go through the holidays, you know, our seed treatments that we put on the seed when we planted it are starting to not necessarily give out, but they're getting weaker. We need to start looking at insect pressure. Another thing is army cutworms. We saw a little bit of this last year, and we're starting to see a few this year as some plants out in the field that are being ate along the base from army cutworms. They're very hard to find, but just some things that they need to be scouting for and looking for. And as far as top dressing goes, you know, guys treat it like they treat wheat. Top dress, put that in out there whenever they can get out there to put it on. Canola responds very well to fertility, especially nitrogen. So just, you know, as we get into the spring, also looking at putting on the Roundup application there in late February, 1st of March, before that canola starts to bolt. You know, just plan ahead. Canola takes more management than wheat. It's more of a timely crop. So anything that you can do to plan ahead, whether to get your fertilizer bought, get your insecticide bought, your Roundup, so that you can have everything ready to go when the time you need to get it done.
Okay, you mentioned one of the stages of growth, the bolt stage. Explain that to somebody who really hadn't walked through the crop before.
Well, the crop is in dormancy now, and it will initially green up and be as big as it was going into fall dormancy. And then it will put a bud, and then that bud will shank up. And when that's the initial the shank on the plant, which is called bolting. It goes from a rosette to a taller plant that we call bolting. So everything I like to see, you know, far as herbicide and fertilizer needs to be put on before that happens.
And that'll usually happen what, March?
Give or take, it's generally in March. I've seen it as early as March 15th, but last year, you know, we were looking at towards the end of March. So a lot of it depends on our winter, our moisture this year, and how we warm up in the spring.
So that first quarter is when you need to take care of a lot of these applications, the top dressing and whatnot.
I would say after the holidays are over, be looking at you know, from that January, February of doing some top dressing. As things start to green up and grow in February, be looking at putting on some Roundup, and also just be looking at your overall insect pressure. Depending on our year, you know, if we're a little bit warmer and a little bit drier, we tend to have a little more insect pressure. So that's just some things to kind of be keeping in mind as we go into the 2011 spring 2011 season.
Now, for our producers, we've heard it at some of the field days. We've heard Jeff Edwards talk about this, that canola is a crop that is a lot less forgiving than wheat, that there's got to be more management applied to it. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, Ron, I would totally agree with those statements. You know, wheat is a great crop, and we grow it all over the southern plains. Canola, it just takes a little more time. It's a little more finicky. But once it gets established, and I think about, you know, looking back at when we had the spring freezes, you know, and some of our wheat got pretty smoked. It got hurt. The canola still ended up making, you know, I saw a lot of 30-bushel canola that year, or I saw a lot of 7- and 10-bushel wheat. So give and take what time that when you say that crop is it takes more once it gets established and once it gets in starting to reproduce, bolt, go through its stages, it's a very hard, you know, it's a strong plant, and it will take a lot of punishment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's only so much any plant or anything can take. So, but I would agree that that is a fair statement. It just takes a little more management, and guys need to be thinking ahead about that.
Okay. Well, y'all have got some meetings coming up, first quarter of the year, that you're going to be trying to educate some folks, and we'll be getting more details about those, right?
That is correct. There's a Canola U, which is the it's going to be held down at Midwest City. If guys are interested in looking at that, go to canolau.com. And they can get on and register for that event. Going to be a full day on talking about growing canola. Experienced and new growers are welcome. Anybody welcome that wants to grow or learn about canola. And also, as we go into the spring, we're going to be working with Oklahoma Cooperative Extension and putting on meetings with some demo strips that we have available out throughout the state. So there'll be a lot of opportunity to see some different things with different variety trials and just overall talking about canola coming up this spring.